Grace greetings and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 26th day of July. I am Paul White. Thanks for joining me today. We are in Genesis chapter 3. We've been dealing with Eve's confrontation with the serpent. I want to round out, sort of complete something I said yesterday. I told you that if the snake says it, it's a lie. What I mean by that, I don't mean every word that comes out of his mouth is a lie. That's an extreme position. I mean, what he's basing his arguments on always revolve around a lie of some sort. Like, for instance, when Jesus is met in the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil quotes Scripture as it's written, that his angels, he'll give his angels charge over you lest you dash your foot against a stone. That's true. That's not a lie. He quotes Scripture, and he quotes it verbatim. But Jesus confronts it by man shall not live by bread alone, but every word, or thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That was that one. Man shall not live by bread alone was Jesus quoting a Scripture to counter the fact that the devil spoke truth, that he could turn stones to bread. Could he? Yes, but Jesus countered it. So just because he says something true, he's basing it on some form of temptation or lie that takes us away from a greater truth. And so when I said yesterday that if he says it, it's a lie, I don't mean every word out of his mouth is a lie. He can be saying truths that are based on some form of lie. And here's our first example in the Bible of that. In Genesis 3, he says, God knows, or he says, you shall not surely die. God knows in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay. Now, I've made this statement before. She's already like God. Okay, true. She is in that. She's made in his likeness, in his image. Now, but in Genesis 3:22, God says, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. When God says the man has become like one of us, that means there was an area in man that was not like us. And what area was that? They know the difference in good and evil. I didn't give them that in the original creation. They only achieved that by eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so what the snake says to Eve, God knows in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open, you'll be like God knowing good and evil. That's true. That's exactly right. The problem is it's based on a lie. And the lie was the thing he said in front of it. You shall not surely die. So he has twisted the definition of death. You shall not surely die. Because the true definition of death is to have your eyes open to your own conscience and closed to God. That's death. By the way, that's the default position of us. When we say we inherited death from Adam, we think we mean we all die because Adam sinned, so we die physically. But I think what we spiritually mean, what we should mean is, we're all in the default position of death. Death to the life of God, death to the relationship with a father, and alive to our own consciousness, which is full of guilts and shames and inefficiencies and deficiencies. We're alive to that and we're dead to the thing that matters. And we don't even realize it. The great deception was you shall not surely die. God knows you'll be like him. Your eyes will be open. What did I just do to you? I just convinced you that having your eyes open to your conscience and being separated from this part of you now, I just convinced you that's not death. I've got you thinking death is something else. That's the great trick. And it's a trick that is, well, pardon the pun, but it's still alive and well to this day. So when you confront the serpent is going to lie about some form of default position, some place that he is not going to give you the whole truth to yourself, but he's not going to entirely lie. It's just that by coming at you from a default position of deception, he'll even turn the truths into things that don't mean anything to you. It's what he does to Jesus in the wilderness. It is true Jesus can turn stones to bread. But the lie would be Jesus circumventing everything the Father has for him through obedience by doing what is most expedient at the moment. That's living a lie. Well, Satan in the wilderness doesn't tell Jesus all that. He just speaks a little truth, which is, you could turn the stones to bread. That's not the whole truth. In fact, the whole truth would keep you from turning stones to bread. But I'm not going to tell you about that, because you're in a conversation with a dragon, and the dragon has lies he needs to tell you to keep away from the treasure. This is deep in our psychology. This is deep in our ethos. And it's right there in Genesis 3. So the confrontations that you have will be laced with some truth. This is why we have to be on guard. And it is why we have to be careful. Because there might be scripture attached to it. There might be a minister attached to it. There might be a verse of the day attached to it. But if it's founded in some form of lie, it should be avoided. And I think we have to be on guard for this, because the world loves to use principled truths. Politics loves to use principled truths. Governments love to use principled truths. But if they're founded in a lie, that your salvation is found in the state, or in your politician, or in your leader, or in your government, then it doesn't matter what principled truth they use. They've built it on a lie of deception and power, and you're the one that will lose. And you can transfer that template, not just into government, but into marriage, and into your physical body, and into your mental man, and into your economics, in every area, even though it's a principled truth. If it's founded on some form of lie or deception, you will lose. So don't just say, well, they were speaking the truth. Even the serpent knows how to speak the truth, but he doesn't know how to found the truth in truth. He only knows how to produce it from a place of deception. And that is a crucial factor. So, God knows in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. There's a lot more I want to say about you will be like God. And I will save it for another podcast. We'll work on it tomorrow. Then we're going to see the woman seize the fruit. Here comes lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. We're going to get into some stuff from 1 John. We got a lot of good stuff to do in Genesis 3, as you already can tell. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.